నమస్తే ఫ్రెండ్స్, వన్స్ అగైన్ వెల్కమ్ బ్యాక్ టు AEES e-learning. ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ మోడ్యూల్ యు హ్యావ్ అబ్జర్వ్డ్ వాట్ ఈస్ పవర్టీ అండ్ హూ మే రిమైన్ పువర్ ఎవర్ ఫర్ వాట్ సిట్యువేషన్స్ యాక్చువల్లీ మేక్ ఏ మ్యాన్ పువర్. Today, we shall just discuss the indicators of poverty or how social scientists have seen poverty as. During this pandemic, COVID-19, you might have observed how many people returned from major cities to various villages, to the nook and corner of our country. The pandemic actually made many number of people very poor. The situation never expected by anyone. So, if we look at this incident, it is very clear that poverty has many dimensions. Means there are many indicators that actually show what poverty is. Hence, the social scientists look at it through a variety of indicators. The most prominent indicator of poverty is the low level of income and consumption. We know very well, when we do not have money, we cannot buy anything. When we are not able to access to the food materials and others, finally our consumption level goes down and we are affected by diseases that poor health once again make you helpless. Now, there are many other social indicators that are also used to indicate poverty. So, income and consumption on the one side. Now, think of that illiteracy level. If people are not educated, from where they would be able to acquire wealth? Lack of general resistance due to malnutrition. Nowadays you might have come across that, how many people died due to this pandemic. And lack of job opportunities. Many people lost their jobs and they left for their villages. Would they be able to find out another job at their village? It is something in dark. Then lack of safe drinking water, potable water. This is must for everybody's health. Then sanitation and healthcare facilities. So when we talk about these, you would have come to know that one. It is not one indicator. There are many dimensions for poverty. Nowadays, two new indicators have been included too. One is social exclusion and second one is vulnerability. Now, what is social exclusion? The concept of social exclusion states that poverty must be seen in terms of the poor have to live only in poor surroundings with other people. They are in a way excluded from enjoying social equality of better off people in better surroundings. Thus, poor people's locality is separated and excluded from mixing with the better off people's locality. In this process, poor people are denied or excluded from facilities, benefits and opportunities that the better off people may enjoy. Sometimes you may have observed the people of certain castes, mainly of scheduled castes, are excluded from such facilities. So, social exclusion can be both a cause as well as a consequence of poverty. And when we discuss about vulnerability, it is referring to a situation in which certain communities, say backward caste or individuals such as a widow or a handicapped person or a very aged person, have greater possibility to remain poor in the coming days. Vulnerable communities do not easily find an alternative living in terms of assets, that means properties, education, health and job opportunities. These communities also face greater risks, especially at the time of natural calamities. Think of earthquakes, floods or tsunami-like incidents or terrorism. So vulnerability describes the greater probability of poor being more adversely affected than other people in bad times. Hope that you understood what is meant by social exclusion and vulnerability. Let us see how these particular things are calculated. That means, how do we estimate the number of poor people and poverty in a country? The most comprehensive method to measure poverty, that is based on the income or consumption. I told earlier, a person is regarded poor if his income or consumption level is low, that he cannot fulfill even his basic minimum needs. This particular condition is considered as problem of absolute poverty. What is necessary to obtain basic needs varies from time to time and country to country. Therefore, the poverty line may also vary with the time and place. It mainly depends upon what a particular society accepts as a reasonable level of minimum basic needs for its people. For example, in USA, it would not be surprising if a family doesn't have a car and they may be dubbed as poor. But in India, look around you. How many cars are with you? Owning a car is still considered a luxury. So here, poverty manifests itself in its starkest form. So poverty is estimated on the basis of poverty line. In India, the concept of poverty line is based on calorie intake. What is calorie? You have learnt from your lower class, especially when you studied science, isn't it? When we eat some food, it gives us some energy. This energy is measured in terms of calories. So it is a unit of measurement for the energy value of food that we take in. Calorie requirements are different for different categories of people. It differs on the basis of age, sex, and the type of work that a person does. It is presumed that in India, the minimum calorie requirement of an average man is to have 2400 calories per day in the rural sector and 2100 calories per day in the urban sector. Why it is higher in rural areas than in the urban sector? Why it is higher? Have you ever thought that one? There is a very simple reason that rural people are generally engaged in hard physical labor. They hardly use machines. They themselves go to the field. They work and they earn. Isn't it? Hence, they require more energy or calories than the urban people. The people whose income is so low that they are unable to purchase the desired calories are regarded as the people below the poverty line. The monetary expenditure needed for meeting these calorie requirements in terms of food grains is always revised periodically, taking into consideration the rise in prices. So if you take on the basis of these calculations, the poverty line in 1999 to 2000 was estimated at rupees 328 per capita per month for rural areas and rupees 454 per capita per month for urban areas. Here we find an interesting contradiction. We are aware that the calorie requirement for the rural sector is higher compared to urban sector, but the amount of poverty line for rural areas is less than the amount for urban areas. How does it happen? How can we explain it? It is because of the reason that the consumption of goods are cheaper in rural areas than in urban areas. Hence, the amount of consumption expenditure of poverty line is less in rural areas than it is so in urban areas. Now, we can know whether a particular family is living below poverty line or above it. Suppose a family has 5 members. If it is a rural family, its poverty line will be equal to rupees 1640 per month. How it so? It is 328 rupees multiplied by 5. Thus, if a rural family having 5 members earn less than rupees 1640 per month, it is regarded below poverty line family. And if it earns more than it, we can call them above poverty line. On the other hand, the poverty line for an urban family of 5 members will be equal to rupees 2270. That is 454 multiplied by 5. Hence, if an urban family having 5 members earn less than rupees 227 per month, it is regarded less than and it is regarded below poverty line family. And if it earns more than rupees 2270 per month, it is above poverty line family. Understood? In India, National Sample Survey Organization, NSSO, conducts surveys in order to estimate poverty line. These surveys are conducted every 5 years. For international comparison, the World Bank has prescribed a uniform standard for the poverty line. that is minimum expenditure of $1.90 per person per day. Hope you understood in the second module all about the indicators of poverty, or poverty as seen by social scientists, or what we mean by poverty line, and how certain persons are brought under below poverty line and above poverty line. Now we will discuss about how poverty is estimated in our country in the third module. Thank you.